Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 96 of the Grumpy Girlfriend podcast with me, your host and certified life coach, Katrin Berndt. This past week, I've had some interesting conversations with my clients on the topic of other people's opinions. Other people's opinions can really fuel a lot of grumpiness and conflict in a relationship, because being rejected by the pack is a very primitively dangerous and scary situation to be in. And if the person that you love might be putting you at risk, it will feel very important to control them so that you once again become safe and accepted. This topic stretches across so many different topics, and I won't go into all of them individually today, but here are some examples of where other people's opinions might be contributing to your grumpiness and relationship conflicts. How your partner acts, either in public, private, at work, or around friends. The fact that your partner is in a relationship with someone like you, or vice versa. Your partner's social media activity, who they follow, who they interact with, etc. Your partner's political or religious opinions about things. How your partner dresses, speaks, or carries themselves. The status of your home when people come over, or there's a risk that people might come over. How much sex you have. Is it too much? Is it too little? And in general, how you do things in your relationship, how you communicate, spend time together, and so on. As we go through this list, it becomes clear that all of these things are things that we can have our own opinions on, right? We get to decide if we're okay with our partner's behaviors, beliefs, our sex life, the status of our relationship overall, etc., etc. All of these things can become deal breakers for us. So, what's the difference between having opinions about these things and other people having opinions about them? When I was going through my own grumpiness journey, I started to realize that a lot of the things that bothered me about my boyfriend and our relationship were not actually things that bothered me. They were things that could or would bother other people, or other people would have opinions about these things, which led to me thinking that it wasn't okay or allowed, and therefore I had to change it somehow. This comes up a lot with my clients as well. When they feel embarrassed, ashamed of, or even disgusted by their partners and their partner's behaviors, we always want to check in if it's because of their own opinions or because they think it reflects badly on them in front of others. And I'm not even necessarily talking about public behaviors. I would panic about things my partner said and did in the privacy of our own home, or him talking to his friends in private, because I thought, well, if this or that person heard this, well, they would think this about him, and then they would think this about me. And then I would get mad at my partner for saying or doing that thing, even though I, in the privacy of our home, did not have a problem with it at all. Other people's opinions is a powerful force that can make us do a lot of pretty strange things. In the beginning of your journey, you will get these mixed up a lot in your own mind. Is this my own opinion, or am I scared of what other people will think? Am I not okay with this, or do I just think I shouldn't be okay with this? What does it mean about us, and more importantly, what does it mean about me if I actually am okay with this? Does it mean that we have a toxic, bad relationship and I'm missing all of the red flags? This is completely normal. You won't have a clear inner compass before having practiced and explored what you do think and feel and what you do want to think and feel. And you won't always get it right on the first try. Sometimes you will get it wrong, either by being okay with something or not being okay with it, and then later you change your mind because you realized something else. This is allowed. You're human. You're not supposed to be perfect. But what are we supposed to do if we have identified an area of our relationship or something that our partner does that we hate? Simply because of what other people will think about it or make it mean, and not because we have a problem with it per se. Let's take one of my own very intense issues as an example and explore it together. I am pretty sure that a lot of you guys will be able to relate to this. So for me, one of the biggest issues, among many, let's be honest, was household-related things in social situations. Meaning, what did our apartment look like when we had people over? Do we arrive on time when we are invited to someone else's house? Do we show up empty-handed? Do we bring a gift when it's someone's birthday? All of these kind of social situations where I felt a lot of judgment was resting on my shoulders if I, or we, didn't do it right. This led to a lot of arguments and me being so nasty that my partner just stopped inviting friends over. And me constantly being annoyed with my partner for not taking things seriously when we were invited to his relatives for birthdays, etc. He didn't care if we arrived on time. He didn't care if we brought a gift or not. And well, obviously, I cared. But the rule in my head was that it's his family. He should be the one getting them gifts, not me. I refuse to become that woman who takes social responsibility for my male partner and compensate for his lack to somehow protect his relationship with them. So I was literally stuck between a rock and a hard place because I refused to do it for him and take on his responsibilities. But I also knew that when the house is a mess, or you show up late, or you're not wearing appropriate clothing, or you show up empty-handed, who gets the blame? The woman, of course. This is programmed into all of our brains. And, well, most importantly, it was programmed into my brain. I had to choose between being judged and rejected by all the people for not being a good woman, or take on all the social responsibilities and make sure that we as a couple follow all of the rules in social situations. Neither of which felt very tempting. Now, obviously, I wasn't just scared of other people's judgment of me. If I went to someone else's home and it wasn't tidy and perfect, I would judge the woman living there. If a couple showed up late or empty-handed, I would think, why didn't the woman make sure they were on time? Or why didn't the woman make sure they brought a gift? And the worst of all, probably, if the man acted inappropriately, poorly, wasn't put together, wasn't wearing the right clothes, I would judge the woman. I really don't think that I'm the only one who has this pre-programmed judgment of women in my brain, because this is basically how we are raised. Everything the woman does and the man does reflects on the woman. These were the judgments and beliefs that I held towards others, so I, of course, expected to be judged in the exact same way. When I realized this pattern of judgment, I had a decision to make. Am I going to keep judging women in this way, and therefore keep having to live up to those same expectations of myself as a woman? Or am I going to stop judging other women this way and then just allow people to judge me any way they want? I chose the latter. For me, the first step wasn't to start telling myself that other people get to judge me if they want, or other people's opinions don't matter, etc. The first step was owning and managing my judgments. So whenever my brain would say, oh no, make sure you're on time or else they'll blame you, I said to my brain, I refuse to blame other women when their male partners make them show up late. When my brain said to me, don't let your partner show up to this party in a t-shirt, it'll reflect badly on you. I said to my brain, I will not judge other women for how their male partners dress. These were my own little protests inside of my brain. I started working on challenging and changing my own judgments of women, and I made it very clear to my brain that if I do something to avoid the judgment of others simply because I'm the female partner, that means that I am reinforcing my own judgments of other women. And I did not want to do that anymore. Today, if I'm away for a week and my boyfriend invites some friends over, of course, my brain goes into panic mode. What does the apartment look like? Has he made the bed? Are there dishes in the sink? But I don't act on those thoughts and feelings like I used to. I literally used to send him a list of things he needed to do before they arrived, just to protect my own reputation and ego. And if I came back home and saw that he hadn't done the things, well, all hell broke loose. Today, I just think that whatever the status of the home is up to him. If his friends want to judge, they can judge him. That's none of my business. There are still things I do for my own sake, and I'll get to them in a little bit. But in general, I refuse to take on potential judgment of these people and reinforce it inside of my own brain at myself. And let's be honest, most people don't even care. Or most guys don't care. But that didn't stop me from freaking out about it. And I kid you not, I seriously believe this. I used to think that my boyfriend's friends, after hanging out at our place, would go home and tell their wives or girlfriends what our apartment looked like, and they would all sit around a campfire judging me together. So it was never truly the guy's judgment that scared me. It was the other women's judgment. Because I think we all judge each other the harshest. So, once I had gone through this process, and I had stopped acting panicked and crazy surrounding all household and social situations out of fear of judgment, something else became clear to me. I wanted to keep my home clean and tidy at all times in case someone wants to come over or my boyfriend wants to have friends over. I personally always arrive on time because I see it as a sign of respect. So if we're going somewhere, I can choose to go there on my own if I want to be on time, or I go with my boyfriend and I accept that we're not going to be on time. I usually choose the latter, but whenever I go anywhere on my own, you can bet your bottom dollar that I am always on time. I want to buy gifts for my boyfriend's family members. I want to do all of those things. Not to compensate for his lack or to make sure that he maintains some kind of socially acceptable relationship with his family. I don't care about that. His relationships are his to manage. But my relationships with them are mine. And there's nothing wrong with me taking good care of those relationships. And yes, I put his name on the card. Like, come on. We don't have to be petty about it. I also make sure that if I'm leaving home, the apartment is up to the standard that I want it to be if someone were to come over. So, whatever my boyfriend does at home the coming 2, 4, 6 days, that's his mess to deal with or not. I set my own standards, and then I leave the rest to him. And this is not a problem at all for me. This reminds me of a situation very early on in our relationship when we had only been living together for about 6 months or so, and I went out of town, I don't know, for a week, for the weekend, something like that. We lived in a tiny one-bedroom apartment, and while I was away, my boyfriend decided that our place was the perfect place for his entire soccer team's team party. So he invited a full soccer team of guys into our tiny space and did not clean anything whatsoever ahead of time. When I got home, I saw my own dirty laundry all over the floor where I had left it, and the beds were a mess, and it was just chaos. That was probably one of my top three most furious moments in my relationship. The other two are also 100% related to this. And I could not believe that he had invited all of those people over with my dirty laundry on the floor. Like, seriously, dirty socks, underwear, all of it. My boyfriend said, "They don't care. Guys don't care about things like that." Ugh. I mean, please tell me you understand how I was feeling. And let's be honest, this is something that I'm still not okay with, and I would be upset if this were to happen again. But we live in a bigger apartment now, so no guests ever need to be in our bedroom because it's not the only room that we have. And more importantly, I take full responsibility for not leaving my dirty laundry laying around, especially not when I'm leaving home for a few days. So this is what I mean by making sure the home is up to my standards when I leave. It's for my sake, because I neither can nor want to rely on my partner's very poor judgment when it comes to messes, especially messes that I have created. If he wants to have friends over and have them hang out in his dirty laundry, have at it. I could not care less. But I don't do any of these things today out of fear. I'm not doing it not to be judged. I'm doing it because it's literally something that I appreciate. I like doing it, and most importantly, I want to do it. But this desire that I have was not clear to me before because I felt so much shame attached to it. I thought it meant that I was a bad feminist, that I was doing something wrong, and that I was getting caught in the women's trap. Today, I don't care if someone wants to judge me based on my partner and what he does. I don't even care if someone wants to judge the fact that I clean the home more than my partner does. Of course, one part of my brain still cares a little and worries about it, but I refuse to act on it. And I refuse to try to change my partner in order to prevent other people from judging me. And this might not sound very wholesome and pretty, but I do feel a little more evolved than the people who are potentially judging me. Just a tiny bit superior. And that feeling of being a little bit better than everyone else is enough to power through the discomfort and panic of being judged as a bad woman, a bad partner, and a bad feminist. So, to summarize, if you hate something your partner does, their habits, behaviors, traits, because you think they reflect badly on you, then it's not about your partner, and your partner should not be responsible for fixing that. It's about your unwillingness to be judged by others. And if you fear being judged by others, you most likely hold on to those same judgments towards others as well. If you're worried what others will think about your partner being with someone like you, what judgments do you have of other couples and their compatibility in your mind? If you're worried about other people's opinions on your sex life and how often you have sex, then what are your thoughts about other people's sex lives and relationships based on their sex frequency? If you're worried what people will think about your communication and problem-solving style in your relationship, what judgments do you hold on to about other people's relationship styles and preferences? I think starting with your judgments of others is a good way to get the ball rolling, just like it was for me. Because for a lot of us, it's easier to start being kinder towards others in our minds than it is to start being kinder to ourselves. But if we can see how our treatment of ourselves is a direct reflection of how we treat others, well, I think it makes it a little bit easier to change. If I allow myself to be controlled by other people's judgments of me as a woman, I am reinforcing my judgments of other women. If I want others to stop judging me as a woman, I need to lead the way by not judging other women myself. I hope you have found this episode helpful. There are a lot of things to uncover and discuss about other people's opinions, but I think this was a pretty good place to start. I also want to let you know that I currently have a few spots opening up in my private coaching program for grumpy girlfriends as some of my clients finish up their 8-week journey. So if you want to snatch one of those spots before they're gone again, go to katrinbernt.com to read more about my program and submit your application. I will see you back here next week for another episode. Episode 100 is closing in! So exciting! I'm gonna have to do something a little bit special to celebrate. See you next week. Bye-bye.